What's up?
What's going on,
y'all? How y'all doing?
I cannot get a good crack.
Man.
I have to give y'all the individual joints.
Individual joints.
That one was lackluster.
Lame.
Lame. What's going on, babe?
Yes.
Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right.
Yes. And it's just a
beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day in general, but it's a beautiful day to be back in our bedroom.
House. Yes. Yes.
We are two nights. What? Three nights?
Three. Wait.
This will be our third night.
It was Tuesday.
Tuesday. So tonight, Wednesday night.
Yes, because we are a day late and a dollar short.
So
we are. We are recording this podcast on freaking
Friday. Oh, I was going to say this is our third night sleeping in our bed. That's what I was talking about.
No, I know. Yes. And that made me think, yes, it has been three nights. Because this is not Tuesday like we normally film.
We actually moved.
We're here on Friday.
Yeah, we moved stuff back in on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So
that didn't happen. Wednesday, it's just been a busy week, like just a lot to do. So we're back. Nevertheless, you're getting a podcast.
You're getting a podcast.
We weren't going to leave you hanging. Shout out to everybody who hung out with us on live. We did an Unpack With Me live on my Instagram, Gabe Flowers.
It was really like an unpack for a tiny bit.
It really was like a Q&A because I only unpacked like four boxes.
Yeah.
And I was on there for like 2 hours. Hilarious. I feel like it was the longest live ever.
And she dragged me into it.
But it was so much fun. We missed that. We haven't done like a live Q&A in a while because, you know, we've been out of the house. We had the kitchen remodeled. And we never brought back our like breakfast lives that we did. So I did tell the people that maybe they'd get one this month. So
she always be acting crazy. She always telling people. She always writing check. I'm going to use a line for one of my favorite movies. Your mouth writing checks, your body can't cash.
Oh, I can always cash. Okay. Always.
Can you now?
Whatever. Our Ray is in the bed behind us, so you probably hear her.
That's why the bed's not made, because even if we did make it, she would unmake it.
Darker?
But yeah, so.
So we're here. We're not going to be here for you before you long. Okay? I'm here, but we won't be here before you long. This is going to be a short episode.
It will be. So let's go ahead and get into this intro.
Cue the music. Okay, so what's been happening since we last talked to you a week ago?
A week ago.
Obviously, we moved in.
Yep, moved in.
Obviously, we're happy about that.
Yeah, and now it is like moving into a new house because we're like, everything's packed. So we're just going through trying to get the common areas unpacked first. Yeah. Kitchen was easy in essence because we had already decluttered it when we packed it up for when they were painting.
Yeah.
So
we literally just did this.
So we decluttered that. So we're really just taking everything out of the box, putting it back up.
Yeah.
The other rooms, though.
We plan to, as we're going through the boxes, get rid of what we can. The great thing is that there are a lot of things that were stored, but there were also a lot of things that were restored. So meaning everything that was restored was clean.
Yeah.
So all the dishes, everything in the kitchen was clean and then boxed up.
Yeah.
So we don't have to like re-clean the things. All the kids' clothes, everybody's clothes was dry cleaned, is hung up.
Pillows.
What they
coats.
Have like in the boxes, it's been cleaned, it's folded. All we literally have to do is take it out and put it back in the drawers. So they made it very easy. Like this process has been super seamless. They put together the beds, they put up the TVs, like they made sure everything was where it needed to be. The boxes were in the right rooms. So they made it super easy. They just legally cannot
unpack the stuff, which is fine
because
I mean
it gives us
a reason to finally get everything decluttered. I mean that because we
I'm actually really excited about that. Like,
so it's not it's a lot of boxes, but I mean, but we're in our house, so that's all that matters.
When I tell you I've had the best sleep These past few days.
Last three nights, I've slept like a straight baby.
Man, you just don't realize how much you miss your own bed until like it's been 6 weeks and you ain't slept. And it's like, oh man, this is what sleep is supposed to feel like.
Yeah, and it's, you like, know, and the kid, you know, the kids, they sleep all night in their bed, you know, like even, I mean, they'll come in at like, you know, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, but that's normal.
Yeah.
But they sleep throughout the night, so
they were excited to be back.
Yeah, so it's nice to be able just to kind of sleep in the bed without the kids kicking the heck out of you.
Tell me about it.
But yeah, it's been good. It's been a good first few days in here, and
it's been great.
And it's funny because I've gone and I'm about to get a new coffee maker, right? And
oh yeah,
I'm about to go get a new coffee maker. The Bed Bath and Beyond close to us didn't have it, so I'm gonna have to go to the one that's a little bit farther.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we've just been grabbing coffee for the last couple of days. And after I've, you know, what was I saying?
Something about coffee.
Oh yeah, sorry. I've been grabbing coffee for the last couple of days, and as soon as I get back in the car, in my head I'm like, okay, let's go back to the hotel.
Oh yeah.
And then I'm like, oh wait,
no,
nope.
Let it bring hotel. Your butt back.
I mean,
home.
We were there for 46 days.
That's been a long.
Let's talk about your diamond status.
Yeah. I know, right? One thing I did get was diamond status on Hilton because we were there for so long.
That's hilarious. She's
which
like,
is hilarious. I'm like, so what do I do with this diamond status that I have now? I never had any like hotel, you know, perks like that. Like, because we have
airline ones, but not
stay in the same places. So
that's funny.
I just happened to open it up because I was like, let me see.
It's pretty funny.
Look at that, right? The one plus out of everything. It's whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was so funny.
So we're coming to a Hilton near you.
Okay. I was like, oh, okay. We only need like 4 more nights to get like 10,000 more points. So I'm like, ooh, staycation. Even though I am in no rush to get in anybody else's hotel.
I wonder how many points it takes to get a hotel room.
Oh, I don't know. That's a great question. Who knows?
Love to know.
Yeah. Of course, you'd love to know. You'd think the babe would be over.
No, no, I'm just wondering.
Right,
no, in general, I'm just wondering, like, how many points.
Oh, that's a good question.
Does it actually take to get a hotel room? Because, you know, we know when it comes to, like, an airline ticket, right? You know,
it takes so many miles. How many miles? To get. Literally, the. What is it? The. What did you call it? The frequent flyer programs and such, like, that we fall prey to. Everybody wants to accumulate those miles, but honestly, it's a ripoff. Like, literally, the amount that you have to spend to accrue those points.
The only time it's not a ripoff,
it doesn't really make sense.
I agree. The only time that it's not a ripoff is if you like work for a company and they are buying your travel.
Yeah.
So, like, all of my, like, so when I was deploying overseas all the time and when we got married, I flew JD in from Hawaii with my frequent flyer miles, and it costs to go from Hawaii and back to Indy and back. It was like 70,000 miles, and then like $150 cash.
So he will still not let JD live that down.
Well, not letting him. That's fine. But I didn't pay for those miles because my company, when I was going overseas, you know, they bought all my travel, but I would just get to reap the benefits of the miles.
Yeah.
So that's the only time it's not a ripoff.
Right. But we talked about this like with our Europe trip. Like we used our, you know, frequent flyer miles for that. But, I mean, we spent a lot. When you look at it, we still spent a lot to get those miles.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
we could have bought the tickets anyways.
You never know. You know what I'm saying? So but that's how I feel about the airline miles.
No, it's funny because, I would tell the JD story. So with the miles.
I feel like you've said this, but go ahead.
No, it's just funny because.
And so, FYI, if you have no idea who JD is my best friend. We all went to the same high school together.
Yeah.
And did y'all go to middle school together?
We went to middle school together.
For like 1 year.
I think 1 year. And then but him and I played basketball quite often in high school. And he was one of her best friends, but her and I did not know each other. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, so JD and I have, you know, we have history. We're friends from high school.
I remember JD was like, oh yeah, I remember Chad. I was like, you a lie.
So it's funny. Yeah, it's funny. So it's a small world. Plus, but him and I had classes together too.
Yeah.
Where I never had classes with her. So it's just, you know, Indy's small though. So it's just funny because I never told him how many miles, you know, I took, and I didn't care. I wasn't ever asking for him to repay me.
Yeah.
But then one time out of nowhere, of his own doing, he send me like $300?
It was like $300, and he was like, bruh.
He PayPal'd $300 to us, And I was like, what's that for? What'd you send us $300 for? He's like, oh, that's for that ticket, man, for, you know, for the wedding, man, you know, to and from Hawaii.
I'm raise like, your hand if you know it costs way more than $300 to get from Hawaii to anywhere.
$300? He was like, what, that wasn't close? LA. But he was like, what, that wasn't close?
No.
Bro, that wouldn't even have bought snacks on the flight. What you talking about?
It's the funniest thing because it was so random. So like, then, because no,
I never asked him and never, yeah. I mean, I don't need, you know, it's not yeah. like I ever, but it was hilarious. It was it the was funniest funny. Thing he was ever. Like,
oh, that wasn't enough. Bro, you fly back and forth from Hawaii.
So now I never let him live it down. Like, it's just,
it's forever. Just like a running joke.
It's a running joke for fun.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's how awesome you are. I appreciate you so much because he made sure my best friend was there at our wedding.
Yeah.
He was in it and he made sure he was there. Like, yeah. We did a whole lot for that wedding. It was a lot. And it was beautiful. But was I don't beautiful. Ever want to have another wedding ever again. Nah. Like, literally. Even, like, renewing our vows. It's going to be so simple. Okay.
She has to go potty.
Apparently Reagan has to go potty. So we'll take a pause for the call.
Yeah.
All right, we're back.
We are back, y'all.
Potty was a success.
Potty, yeah, she did well. She's fully potty trained. We're getting rid of her little... We're getting rid of her little potty seats, the ones that, like, sit on the ground.
Yeah.
And we're going to get rid of those completely.
You probably need to get a couple more of the ones that go.
Yeah, we'll make sure that every bathroom has one of the little seats to go on top of the big potty. Because she's a big girl.
Now it's time to start tackling night potty, though.
Yeah. Because there's the thing. Most of the time she wakes up dry anyways. Mm-hmm. We're just nervous. I mean, but at the same time, we just need to understand that there's going to be some nights where she's going to have some wet sheets.
Be magically, you know, and we,
but she'll get used to holding it or waking up and going. So, because she can get up there on the potty herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't need us to help.
Yeah, for the most part,
she did.
Sometimes it slides a little, but
yeah,
she can do it. I think we got to get like more step stools too.
Yeah,
to make it a little easier for her in case she does have to go at night. Like, she knows where the restroom is.
True.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's an air raid going on outside. I don't know if you guys can hear that horn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, apparently we're being attacked.
We're not being attacked. You know what's attacking me right now? My allergies.
We're heading to the bunker, y'all.
I ain't been back in the house 3 days and the allergies is acting a plum fool. We've had Oscar for 2 days and my allergies decided to show up and show out. I have to take me something today.
Something.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Anyways, real quick before we get to our question.
Yeah.
And continue
asking all them questions.
Continue our chat. Okay, questions. Questions. You crack me up.
I crack myself up.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. So, told you about them last week. Tell you about them again. Magic Spoon cereal. Cereal is the thing. I would, you know, cereal's just
cereal is
the
bad.
Thing. It like, I mean, it's just, it's
comes through in the clutch.
It does. Literally, cereal is something you can eat morning, noon, and night, like, or midnight, whatever. And I think that because cereal, you know, traditional cereals have so much carbs and sugar, and, you know, sometimes they have unhealthy ingredients that, you know, if you're trying to, you know, cut some of those things or trying to live a little bit, you know, better eating life or, you know, eating better, then, you know, cereals can not be detrimental to that. So that's where Magic Spoon comes in. So a little bit about them. They have zero sugars, 11 grams of protein, 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. They have 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. On three, what is your favorite? 1, 2, 3. Let's try that again. On three, which is your favorite? 1, 2. On three. 1, 2. On three. Okay, after three.
What?
Okay. You used to, 1, 2. I said on three. That means when the third's supposed to come, you're supposed to say it.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay. All right. It's a sports thing.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here we go. After three, okay? Favorite flavor out of the four. 1, 2, 3.
Fruity. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So it tastes amazing. Honestly, too good to be true. They're keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. You can go to magicspoon.com/LMO to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use your be sure to use our promo code LMO at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So that's pretty awesome. So again, that's magicspoon.com/LMO. Use the code LMO for free shipping. So thanks to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you. And tell us what y'all think when y'all get
yours. Yes, absolutely.
So, all right. Time for them questions. Asking all them questions. What is that? Is that like a meme or is it like a song?
It's a song. It's a song.
Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions.
I don't know.
I don't remember the rest of it after that.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Tell me page. What page?
Excuse me. I can't get my temperature gauge right.
This is normal.
Let's go with page 52.
52.
82.
Boom. Rah. Who is the most serious person in your family?
In this family? Me.
True.
If you would think of the four of us, that would be me. Mm-hmm. I think if we include, like, you know, mom and nana and mama, I think it's the most serious. What do you think?
Yeah. Brian Gracie.
Gracie
is stone faced. Like, she'd be like, like, Gracie, you having good? You doing good?
She does.
Gracie, you sad?
She's so funny. She's hilarious.
She's hilarious.
She is hilarious.
Like, she is just an emotional roller coaster. We just love her, man. She's so funny. Like,
who's the most serious in your family?
The most serious in my family?
Yeah, stop. Don't do that.
Oh, my bad. I was playing with them. Most serious in my family, probably. I would say probably Mark.
Yeah, I was just about to say that's who I would say.
That's because he'd be trying to act hard. And like, I'd be calling him out. I'm like, dudes, would you stop?
Chad will forever call everybody out because he's all like, you know, enjoy life, laugh, blah, blah, blah. Like, you got your serious moments, obviously, yeah. But you are the jokester.
Yeah.
Typically in the house.
So when everybody's trying to be serious, I'm like,
can lighten up the
mood. I'm trying to be unserious.
Yeah, always.
Unseriously serious. Ask me a question.
Give me a number, boo.
Oh, that one. Boom.
This one?
Yeah. Stop.
Should victims have more rights and criminals less?
Should victims have more rights and criminals less?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Do you not want this question?
I mean, I definitely want a different one, but I think that... I mean, it depends on what happened. Should victims have more rights and criminals less? I mean, are we saying they're convicted? And
yeah, I think probably, like, you know, should criminals have the same rights as everybody else? I guess I'm guessing that's what the, you know what I'm saying, like,
if someone does something and then they are charged, you know, then, you know, and they go through a just process, mm-hmm. an actual unbiased just process, then, and they are found guilty, then yes, then they should, you know, they should, whatever the law, whatever the penalty is,
yeah,
you know, serve that. And a victim, you know, the victim of that crime should, you know, I mean obviously you can't take away what happened,
yeah,
so they should, I mean, they should have the, you know,
well, I mean, as a victim, their rights shouldn't be affected.
And their rights, yeah, exactly. Right. I'm trying to understand that question. Their rights shouldn't be affected at all. Like, they should be able to, you know,
to keep on.
If
yeah,
they keep keeping on. If they need to speak about their situation, they to try to help others, whatever. Then yeah, I mean, but that's a weird question because
it is weird the way that it's worded. Do you want a different question?
Yes.
The same page or a different page?
You can do a different page.
Would you like to do this one?
Stop. Oh, let me answer that one.
Do public officials really care what people think? Stop moving.
My bad, Shawty. Get it off the table. Don't put it there. That's meant dirty up the floor.
Get your life.
Do public officials really care what people think? I what I'm gonna say is that there are some out there that do. I'm sure. I'm sure that there are some out there that really do care about what their constituents, aka the people of their states or their counties or their mm-hmm. you know, cities or whatever they are a city official for, that they really do care what they think, and they're trying to do the best for them. But
however, comma.
However, in a big old comma,
comma,
line. You know, or maybe dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Ellipses.
Dot, dot, dot. that there's a lot of politicians that show their true intention every single day of protecting their job or protecting one side of their state.
Yeah.
So, AKA the red side or the blue side. And, you know, and that, you know, starts from the top down.
Top down. Yeah.
There is, you know, the bipartisanship is a absolute made up thing most of the time. And what I mean by that, you know, most people know what that means, but, you know, being bipartisan means that you are okay with working with Republicans, Democrats, independents. You want to do what's best for the people.
Yeah.
Cause that's your job. You're not working for yourself. You're working for the people. You were elected there by the people. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, in the end of the day, most of these people are trying to protect their job more than they're trying to protect their people. And that's
true.
And that's the issue with American politics. It's broken. Very broken.
Yeah.
It was never meant to be a two-party system. And now it's a two-gang system. Like, I don't think it's like these are literally, it's red versus blue.
Yeah.
Like if you're not on my side, then you're the enemy. That's how they treat each other. And so I think that it's unfortunate there are not, I don't think that there's enough politicians that truly care about their people.
Yeah. Great answer.
Yeah.
Shout out to the fly.
Shout out to the fly.
And Kamala for doing a damn good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we said this on the
last podcast.
Last podcast.
Talking about. Yeah, I didn't get hot again.
No, it wasn't the podcast. It was like Instagram or something. I don't know what it was.
But was it the Instagram live?
Kamala. Yesterday? Here's the order of people who did well of the vice presidential debate. So
Kamala,
the fly, the moderator, Pence. I might even say the audience before Pence, because the audience they didn't clap when they weren't supposed to, so they followed directions.
Oh my goodness!
And then Pence after, because. Bro, you never answered the questions.
Like, I literally just want, and I saw this on Twitter, somebody was like, can we get a moderator that is
and
like...
She was really bad, too.
So you don't want to answer the question. Like, can the moderator say what we're all thinking? Like,
so you're not going to answer the question?
You're not going to answer the question?
She had no control of that. It was worse than the...
It was worse
than the presidential debate because they weren't arguing. Like, you know, like
it just was,
but she had no control, and Pence knew that he didn't have to stop talking.
Yeah, they like, just,
you know, Kamala kept, she would talk a little bit further, but most of the time she would stop and follow, you know, and like, follow what they agreed upon. See, that's the thing. Yeah. They agree upon these things.
So did I, like, I don't know. I was reading something, but did he test positive, Pence?
No,
I don't know. Maybe that's fake news.
I don't know.
I feel like I saw that.
I don't know if he tested. I don't even know if he tested. This man is the head of the coronavirus task force and doesn't wear a mask half the time. I mean,
I'm telling you,
like,
it's ridiculous.
But that's a question he also dodged.
Yeah.
And then the biggest question he dodged was about the Rose Garden ceremony of all these Republicans, let's face it, sitting there next to each other. So, but then all he said about it was, we were outside. You're still not 6 feet apart from people, like, bro.
It's crazy.
Like, social distancing. And so whatever. So anyway. It's your own guidelines. Like, you are the head of this task
force. How do you not follow your own guidelines?
But then like a dozen people or more have tested positive from this event.
Yeah.
Therefore, you have an event that you were at.
Yep.
Where people tested positive, multiple people tested positive because you weren't following CDC guidelines that you're ahead of. Like, I'm confused. But you didn't answer the question. He dodges the questions the same way that his boss does. And the thing is, for me, it's like, I can't take you seriously if you've openly disagreed with your boss. Pence has openly disagreed with Trump before.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as he realizes he could, you know, lose his job or lose some clout or Trump will slap him down, he quickly changes his tune. And all he did was talk about how wonderful Trump has done for America during this debate. And, you know, in his head, he has to be like, wow, I'm a lying.
We all know the truth.
I'm a lying. That's, I'm going to stop.
Right.
But it's just unbelievable, man.
It is crazy. Anyway, like, we're not turning this into a political conversation
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so crucial that you get out and vote. And you can actually, like, vote now. There's, like, early voting that has started.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, you coming to join?
You were talking about voting? You heard us talking about voting?
You going to get out and vote?
You going to get out and vote, sweetie? Are you going to vote?
Say, go vote. She's too busy looking at herself over here on the iPad.
Yeah.
She's not worried
about it. Can you say go vote? No.
No.
Okay.
I think we'll probably vote early.
Yeah, we're gonna.
We can. So.
Yeah, we're gonna go vote early. But yeah, so just yeah, absolutely imperative. Go vote. You know, we just pray that we have a new president.
Yes.
And for us, that's what we're doing. We're praying that we have a new president, mm-hmm. and that you know. You know, maybe some unity and division, or inclusion, and you know, and you know, just people coming together. You know, like just people coming together, like whether you know, from all sides, and working together for the betterment of the country.
Yeah,
because that's what we need.
Do that, baby. Okay, you want some more questions? We can either do more questions, or we can do an Ask Gabe event.
Let's do a few more questions.
Okay.
Like I said, we're not trying to make this long because we got stuff to do.
Here. Hey.
Paige.
If you're going to sit here, you have to be quiet. Paige.
Be careful.
What is happening here?
She's going back up.
See you. I'm going to build a snowman.
Okay, go build it.
Go build it.
It's not. I cannot find it.
Okay, so we found some. More rapid fire style.
That's
it's
right.
Like the box of like the would you rather, but
yeah, she went hot and heavy here. Y'all ready for this?
I figured we'd spice it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like we didn't really have a topic, so
that's right.
Let's talk about sex.
Here we go.
Hey.
Right? Here we go.
Okay.
Would you try an online dating service?
No, I have no need to, but. I mean, I guess if I had to, sure, I'd try it. Would you try it?
Yeah, I mean, if we.
I mean, technically, we met online. It wasn't a dating service, but.
Participate in a mate swapping party.
Absolutely not.
Not.
We're not swapping nothing.
No swapping. Participate in an orgy.
No. Mm-mm.
No, because that's still like mate swapping.
I was just about to say, it's kind of the same
that's
thing.
It's kind of close
like,
to mate swapping.
We're just all doing it together. Like.
Yeah.
No.
S&M. What is S&M?
It's, you know, the whips and chains and, you know, what's the movie?
Oh, 50 Shades.
50 Shades type of stuff. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. It just depends on what it is. Like, I think it
goes. I'm going straight to Ace Hardware after this,
not
girl.
Ace Hardware.
Build a little thing or something.
I don't know. Sure, why not?
Have some fun.
Yeah. Switch it up. Would you? We're supposed to be answering both.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, if you want to, we'll do it. I mean, I don't know. I mean.
You have to have your own opinion. So if I said yes to the orgy, you're going to be like, okay, whatever you want, let's do it.
Well, no, I'd be like, no. Yeah. I'm like, I don't care what you want to do. We ain't doing that. Okay, I put my foot down. Okay. Let me see. Have sex in the elevator.
That is. Literally, like
that's something
a fantasy of mine is to have sex in an elevator.
I know, but it's like.
But at this point, it's really hard to find an elevator that you can stop on your own.
Yes.
And there are like you run the risk of them being cameras in there.
That's what I'm
and
you don't know
somebody
if
could be watching.
You don't know if there's a camera.
You have not. You see all of these videos leaked of. I mean, look, the elevator gate with you know B and Solange and like you just don't know where the footage could end up so
yeah
I think it's a fantasy that probably will never happen because
we're gonna build like
unless it's our own personal elevator
we're gonna create a box and make it look like an elevator And
I just don't trust it. Have any of y'all ever had sex in an elevator?
Yeah.
Don't be shy. Go ahead and tell us in the comments. Exactly. Have you had sex in an elevator?
Yeah.
How did it go? And were you worried about the cameras?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
I would love to do that.
Something new if your partner asked.
Yeah, I think something new could be anything. Yeah. So sure. We've like if you're stuff. Asking, then sure. Why not? The bed is undefiled. Yeah, okay?
We try and do things all the time.
Yeah. You got to keep it fresh. Fresh.
Don't make me start thinking about the new things.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe this wasn't the best option.
Sex in an airplane.
I would love to try that too.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not a part of the
mob. I feel like that's more possible than elevator. As far as like being able to.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. Obviously, there are no cameras in there. So.
Especially if it's like an international flight.
Yeah.
You could like same because, you know, like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that you can make it happen. People make it happen all the time. Yeah. Have you guys ever had sex in the elevator? I mean, in an airplane?
What about an airplane elevator?
Shut up. Who's in the Mile High Club?
Right?
Let me know, okay? And how did you swindle that?
Exactly.
Unless you're on like a Pratt. Like, people really do this in commercial flights? Like, I just would be so paranoid that people would be watching. Like, literally, nobody pays attention to who's going to the bathroom unless they're, like, right there in those seats leading up to the bathroom. And unless they're, like, watching, you don't know if you went on one side or the other side. So, I mean, it's totally possible.
It's so possible.
Make sure the flight attendant ain't back there.
So possible.
Now I'm thinking of all the possibilities.
We gotta look. Like, Next flight.
Let me get on a flight in 2020.
Let me be on a flight.
We're going to join the Mile High Club. We are. Okay.
Okay. So, donate sperm or eggs to someone you are not in a romantic relationship with.
Ooh, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I actually know someone who did that, though. She donated her eggs to her best friend because her best friend couldn't have any kids. And donated her eggs. And, you know, they went on to have the baby. And she's like the godmother. And I just think that would be really weird for me.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
That's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah. I just think that it's, that would be like, you know.
It's just weird.
It'd be almost like, having a baby and then giving them up directly for, having a baby to give it up for the adoption.
Yeah, even though like, and she's talked about it and said like, you know, she doesn't feel, I mean, obviously she didn't carry the child. She did it.
So there's not that connection.
That bond is not there, but just to know like, that is my whole child right there.
Gotta be interesting feeling.
That's my DNA. Yeah,
it's gotta be an interesting feeling.
I couldn't.
I mean, you know, it's. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's. You know, I think it's an amazing thing that people.
I mean, obviously, do it. People do it all the time to strangers.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it'd be different if it's you're just donating it to whoever can use it, but to somebody that I actually knew.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't know. Yeah, it's. I think it's an amazing thing that people do. That'd be interesting for sure.
That would be interesting. I think we need another red box. Okay. One more red box.
You trying to keep it spicy?
I don't know about spicy. This is habits. This one's weird. Okay, pick a topic. Let's pick the topic.
Keep it love and sex, y'all.
I don't know that there's another box in the love and sex. I was looking for another red box. I mean, this one is. We can try it if you want to. They wanted to keep it in the love and sex.
Is it crazy?
What if your significant other passed away? Would you actively seek a partner after an appropriate mourning period?
What?
Exactly. You wanted to talk about
okay, this. Okay, I don't know. These are. I'm not trying to ever think about that.
I don't ever want to think about that either.
Okay, no. Ever. See, this ain't love and sex. This is like, I don't like you anymore.
What?
That was all like, if your marriage ended, how did that? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Exactly. See, that's not positive. We trying to do fun stuff.
I don't want to talk about that. Cross that bridge when you get there. If you ever get there.
We ain't going to get there. I'll see you when you get there. If you ever get there. See you when you get there.
That wasn't so good. Okay. Do you think honesty is always the best policy?
Why are you doing it, guys? Why are you singing?
Because we like singing.
We're singing do you like singing? Did you say why or what?
Why? Why are you singing? Why you look like that?
Why you look so angry? She's just staring at herself. She's so
Yes, I think that honesty is always the, you know, I think it is. Absolutely. You know, it's not always the easiest, but it's definitely the, it is the best policy. For sure. No.
Yeah. No. I'm like, sure, there are a million things you can think of where you feel like, oh, a little white lie or a small lie ain't gonna hurt nobody. But it's just like, why not tell the truth?
Like, yeah, exactly.
You have to gain by telling the lie.
Yeah, especially, you know? if it's with the person that you are, you know, want to be with for the rest of your life, like, yeah, you know, in a relationship, like, you definitely.
I think when you start lying, you got to keep up the lies. You got to remember the lies. You got to keep up with the lies. It's just too much. You know what I'm saying?
So I think,
like,
that,
just be honest.
It doesn't mean you're always gonna be perfect or always, but you know, being able to have the hard conversations as well as the good ones in a relationship is just as important.
In life, period.
In life in general, exactly.
And not even like romantic relationships, all of them, friendships, whatever. Do you think it's possible to live with no regrets?
Yes, I do. I think that it takes time to get there, but here's my philosophy. Why regret? You can't change it. Mm-hmm. You cannot go back and do it differently. But you can't go back and change it. Mm-hmm. You can't go back and redo it. So why live in regret? I think you can live in you know, and learn from it and grow from it. Like, your mistakes, you know, your mistakes don't define you. Your past decisions don't define you. Don't have to define your future decisions.
Yeah.
So you can learn from those and grow and make sure you never make those same, you know, mistakes or things, do those same things again.
Yeah.
But
it's not always mistakes that people regret.
Well,
it could be like, you know, oh man, what if I would have did that instead of this?
Well, what's the point? But I know, but what's the point?
I mean, I get it. I know there's no point, but I think it's incredibly difficult to live without regrets.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I for one, I feel like I don't have regrets. But sure, there are things where I may think and be like, oh, what would it have been like if that happened instead of that?
I mean, absolutely.
I guess that's different than actually like living in the regret of it
like,
going the way that it did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that but you looked at it, you learned this. I mean, I should have done that, but I didn't. You learn from your mistake. You learn from your situations that you look back on and say, you know, I could have done differently, or maybe I wish I would have done that. But you can change that. You can say, you know what? I'm never going to make that mistake of not going after something I want again. Right? I'm never, you know, like, so that's learning from it, but it's not saying, you know, every day waking up, man, I wish I would have done that.
Yeah,
I should have done that. My life sucks
not
because I didn't do
it,
that. Like, because that's unhealthy. What's the point?
That
you can't change it.
You
can't. So I believe that, yes, you can live a life of no regrets, but it takes work. It takes work. Mm-hmm. Everyday work.
Yeah. Do you think it's a good idea to always trust your gut?
I would say your gut is probably right 95% of the time.
Yeah, I would say that.
There is times where, you know, but if for some reason your gut is telling you one thing, then I think that it's okay to be, I think it's okay to you know, try to figure out, you know, maybe do some more research, or maybe do a little bit more, you know, thinking about it, a situation.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, I feel like your gut is definitely something you should trust. Your intuition.
Yeah,
you know.
I think that the intuition that we have is there for a reason. We need to hone into it. Sometimes we ignore it. But also, I think that this is where your trust in God and your faith comes in also.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're trusting that he's the one that's giving you these things and it's not just you, because sometimes we can get caught up in our feelings and our emotions and we feel like, oh, my God, it's telling me this. But it's like, no, you probably just wrapped up in your emotions. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's one of those things where, yes, I believe there's intuition. Sometimes you just know, but sometimes you just got to ask for confirmation, too, to make sure that you're not, you know, acting wrong.
Perfect.
Okay, do you think the good things in life are either immoral, illegal, fattening, or unhealthy? No,
not at all.
No, it's plenty of good things that don't fit in that category at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah, no. Do you think that one determined person can change the world?
100%. I think that... Yeah, I think so. I think that
really
one determined person that, I mean, here's the thing. Changing the world doesn't mean changing the world doesn't mean it changed overnight. Mm-hmm. I think that they can create, someone can, create like Martin Luther King Jr. I think that he did affect change, whether it changed fully, because, you know, we know that it hasn't. He did change the world in some ways. Mm. You know, he helped affect change in a positive way.
Well, like, I think you're adding to the question, though. Can one person change the world? Not can they affect change? Can they make a positive contribution? Like, I don't know. That's how.
Well, yeah, Jesus.
Jesus can change anything. Jesus can change it. I guess you're right about that. He's one person.
Yeah, I mean, that question. I mean,
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, okay?
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I guess.
That's three persons in one.
Are you going to go out?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that life is ultimately fair?
Do I think life is fair?
No.
No, life is not fair. Who
said it would be?
Life is not fair, and life is not fair because, there's people out there that aren't fair. Like, that govern and create laws and mm-hmm. like, so yeah, life is not fair. But it's just what it is. Yeah, life's not fair.
Do you think you look younger than, older than, or exactly your age? I think I look younger than my
age.
Yeah,
you look younger.
I don't think that I look as young as I used to, but I don't look 38.
I don't know what I look.
I wouldn't look at you and say you look 38.
I would say like 30. I look like 33.
Yeah, I think 33 is a good age. I wouldn't say you look like you was in your 20s.
No. Yeah, I think I'm like 33.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that I look like I'm in my 20s. It really depends on how I'm wearing my hair.
You look young, Jody.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I've aged a lot. Like, I don't know. I be feeling like I've aged a lot.
You look beautiful.
Recently, but.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. But I definitely don't think I could get away with, like, you know, looking like a teenager or like 22.
Beatrice Button. Instead of Benjamin Button, Beatrice Button.
Beatrice?
Yeah, I'm Beatrice. Beatrice.
That's the only B name you could come up with? Betty?
Bernadine?
Barbara?
Bernadine?
But why you gotta come up with these old, like, no offense, of these are your names?
I just was saying a name.
Betty? Like.
Betty Button?
Betty Button? Like Betty Boop? Boop, boop, be doop.
Okay. All right, last question. Will we be attacked by a nuclear missile?
No, I don't think so.
Will there be an attempted nuclear missile fired at the United States of America?
You think so?
In our lifetime, I would not doubt it. Mm. Will it be successful and hit the United States of America? I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, there's that.
Well,
yes.
I'm going to think that.
Yes. And I mean, I hope, I pray not.
No.
But.
Of course not.
There are certain regimes, certain regimes. Countries that are creating nuclear missiles for the purpose of launching them towards the United States of America. Like, let's be honest. Like,
be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. So basically, I think
so.
I think so.
We hope that you enjoyed.
Yes.
This was our idea of a quick podcast. I don't really know how quick it was.
Probably about 45 minutes.
But, you know, it was lighthearted. I swear we're going to come back with some topics eventually. I feel like we haven't had a good, like, podcast topic in a long time. So feel free to send your suggestions. What are some things you would like to hear us talk about in upcoming episodes? We do have more Ask Gabe and Babe, so those will be coming soon. You guys are always welcome to keep those coming. If you have a situation, a dilemma, whatever, and you'd like our personal non-professional opinion on, feel free to send it in.
Please.
You can email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. Put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject. You can also tweet us at letsmakeoutpod. You can hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at letsmakeoutpodcast. So we're almost done. Reagan is over it.
She's over it.
Apparently she has to go to the bathroom for the third time.
Yeah, so thank you so much for watching.
Yes.
We appreciate y'all.
We love y'all.
Love y'all, and we'll talk to you next time.
Later.
Deuces.
Bye, guys. Okay, let's go.